I'm talking to Mike Brown, the chief executive of Nedbank. The minister today didn't seem to like the criticism that we're saying that the business community say things are taking too slow.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a perspective that the minister will have that there has been a process to begin the execution of structural reforms. The National Treasury paper on growth in South Africa are all, I think, very good starting points. But what business wants to see is delivery. So, for example, you know, it's great that we've got a new chief executive at Eskom, but what we actually want to see is his strategic plan from Eskom emerge, which gives business more certainty as to the availability and price of electricity going forward. The minister speaks about the necessity for fiscal discipline and refers to the budget, so we want to see the budget. And I am sure that when we do see the budget, what he has said will become evident. So, we have moved too slowly, in particular last year, and I think what he's saying is that government is looking to accelerate this year. We hope that they do, and we hope that we see evidence of that in the near term.
He said this is not the place where you really do deals or talk investment. Did you find that?
Yeah, so Davos for me is an amazing networking opportunity. You know, 3,000 of the top officials from governments and businesses gathered in one place. It's also an amazing opportunity for mental stimulation, listening to some of the smartest people in the world. It isn't actually a place where deals get done, in my experience, but it is a place where the relationships that are needed for deals to get done can be cemented. So, for example, just from a Nedbank point of view, I met a number of the chief executives of some of the global multinationals that we do business with on the African continent here. Usually we're meeting with their representatives in Africa. This gives you an opportunity to meet their global chief executives. There are a couple of deals that are currently underway or at early stages of discussion. And if I can have the conversation with the global chief executive about that deal, it does help the probability that it does become executed in time.
Mr. Maria said that one thing about this year is the fact that there wasn't the excitement and that there was last year is probably a good thing because you could get down to serious conversation. Is that what you found?
Yeah, I think, you know, South Africa is, as a country, a turnaround story. And at the early stages of the turnaround story, think last year or the year before, I think there was an expectation that the turnaround would happen faster than is currently the case. And, you know, actually what we've discovered in the last 2 years is that the damage done to our economy over the last 10 years is greater than many of us thought, and that means that the turnaround is going to be slower. And I think that is now a reality in front of all of us. So the conversations are much more grounded in that reality rather than the expectation of a quick bounce.
When I get to Nedbank, this past year there were job losses and you had to close branches.
Yeah, it's a very difficult environment for our customers. You know, we think that GDP growth this year is going to end up at about 0.3%. At the beginning of the year, we thought it would be closer to 1.5%. And in that very difficult environment, you can see in the newspapers what's happening to our customers. Our customers are battling for growth. Our customers are downsizing. And banks, probably more than any other entity, are a reflection of the macroeconomic environment in which they operate. So if our customers are battling, it's going to be difficult for us to grow revenues. And if our customers are battling, bad debts in the banking sector are going to increase. So in that environment, we have a very strong focus on costs. And alongside that, what we find is an increasing number of our customers are digitizing and are coming and transacting with us, but not through a physical branch channel. And one of the I think, key strategic imperatives for a chief executive of any bank is over time to make sure that you balance the investment that you have in your channels. So our channels would be a branch channel, an internet channel, a mobile channel, a call center channel. How do we balance the investment across those channels with where the customer activity is shifting over time? And as more and more customer activity shifts into the internet and mobile channels, inevitably we'll have to invest more in those channels and invest less in the physical channels.
And the competition is great. There are these nimble new digital banks and big tech is also doing banking. How do you cope with that?
Yeah, it's an incredibly competitive environment. It's actually a great environment to be a customer. And quite simply, the only way that an organization like Nedbank can compete is making sure that we also invest consistently in our technology. Nedbank right now is investing about 2 billion rand a year in our technology to make sure that the customer experience we give to our customers is better than any of the new competitors or tech companies can be able to do.